Welcome back. This is Rob Brown with Supernova. I'm here again with Rob Knapp, the founder of Supernova Consulting. And our focus today is on client acquisition, and in particular, creating a mastermind group. As you know from following Supernova, our acquisition formula is 96, 4, 2, and 2. And that 4 represents the number of folks that we want you to add to a group to create a mastermind group. In my experience in coaching advisors through Supernova, I have found that this is probably the most difficult topic to handle, but when it's done well, it produces terrific results with some of the biggest referrals you receive from those folks in your mastermind group. So, Rob, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you really get into the details of putting together that mastermind group.
Thanks, Rob. Mastermind groups are terrific opportunities for you to build long-term relationships with leaders in your community. I think that it's sometimes confusing for financial advisors when what is the difference between a center of influence and a mastermind group? I still don't understand that. Well, centers of influence can be anybody. They could be the mayor. They could be a teacher. It could be your father-in-law. They could be retired. They could be anybody in your community that refers business to you. In a mastermind group, you want to have people that are professionals in your community, CPAs, attorneys, commercial realtors. It could be a property and casualty insurance agent. It could be anybody that you can refer to, and they can refer to you. And the idea is that you meet once a month over preferably dinner for a couple hours, and you talk about your practice and they talk about their practice. Traditionally, each person gets an evening to present their practice and update everybody on what's going on and maybe present an idea. So you have one person leading it each week. But the idea is that you start by picking somebody that may be very close to you. You went to school with them, you trust them, they trust you, you like them, they like you, and you seriously are committed to helping them, and they're committed to helping you in your growing your practice. And the kind of person you get together for a Sunday barbecue with. The two of you get together, and you pick the third person together. When that third person is together, you then pick the fourth person. And so you want to keep it to, say, four people, and you want to meet regularly. You want to make it small enough that if somebody's not there, they're missed. And you want to make it intimate enough, people are willing to share everything with the group. This can be incredibly powerful. I've seen it work a number of different ways. There was one case in Indianapolis where there was a mastermind group created, and this financial advisor would simply go to the meeting and say, I need to meet such and such. Who do you know? Or who knows him? Who knows this person that would give me an introduction to this person that I need to meet? Or there's a new company coming to town. I need to meet him. Who knows a person that could introduce me? And they would do it. They would take care of him, and they would make those introductions. I just recently coaching a very successful financial advisor who has a team, and they have been in a mastermind group for 20 years. And these people are their closest friends, and they meet regularly once a month, and they do it exactly as we've described. And the success is amazing. And she describes herself as simply a person that is good at building relationships. Well, she's certainly more than that, but that is a strength. So if you're a person that is good at building relationships, a mastermind group is something that you should definitely do.
You know, Rob, the biggest obstacle I hear from advisors when we're going through the coaching process for not starting a mastermind group is that they're concerned that they cannot come up with the names of the other three people they want to have in their group. But when we can convince them that they really just need to come up with that one person, that first person, and then the two of you together find the third and the three together find the fourth, when that happens, the masterminds come together much more quickly and easily, and it's not such an intimidating process. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. If you happen to know three or four and have it in mind as to what the group would look like, don't give that away. Frankly, go to that first meeting with an open mind, meet with your partner, talk about it, get a confirmation that this is a good idea, and then let him or her decide on who the third party should be. If he can't suggest it, then come up with your own name. But keep an open mind, because his name may be more important to your future than the name that you already have. And the same with the fourth person. Have somebody in mind, but not necessarily use that name until you need to, because let them exhaust their ideas, and that may open up a world that you just hadn't even considered. The other thing is to have multiple mastermind groups. And that's, if this is something that you find attractive, then you can have more than one mastermind group. But it does take time.
It does take time. And, Rob, one thing I'd like to add before we close is, you were talking about the person that you were coaching who's so good at making those introductions. I was coaching a team in Cincinnati, I guess 4 or 5 months ago. And one of the things that they found in their mastermind groups that really got them from a point where they weren't, where the advisor wasn't getting referrals, is the other folks in the mastermind group said, don't ask me for referrals. Tell me who you want to be introduced to, and we will find a way to make that introduction happen. And I think because you're in mastermind, because you're really sharing a lot of ideas, the other folks in that group will go out of their way to help you make those connections, because they have their connections. You're expanding your networks. But it's not a case of sitting back and being passive about it. It's really thinking strategically about who you want to know and consider adding to your practice as a client.
Right. And it's the same thing. If you were me, how would you go about meeting that person? So you ask for their advice, you ask for introductions. You basically don't use the term referrals at all. It's favorable introductions or an introduction. And I think people will much more readily give you an introduction than they would a referral. It's the same thing. It's just easier for them to do it.
Great, great point. So I think we'll call it quits here, Rob. Great introduction to Mastermind Group. Thanks to you all for listening to the call, and please tune in for some more ideas on client acquisition.